You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Centurions, as I say, we have no time to stick, because when we stick, we get a click. It's all about mental. And this afternoon, let me tell you, Dawn had a slight emergency, so she would not be joining us this afternoon. However, she sent someone in her place. Someone just as amazing, talented. How many words can I describe you in, Walter? Let's welcome Walter Dunbar. And today we are going to talk about identity and purpose. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM, Walter. How are you?
Good afternoon. I am good. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so glad that you're here joining us this afternoon. Now, mental, this is something we talk about with men and, you know, different challenges. And we talk about it here. We make here on Freedom 106.5 FM a safe space. But I know today we are going to talk about identity and purpose. And I know that you're more than qualified to have that conversation with us.
Yes, I am here. I will do my best. Yeah. I am humble enough to say I'll do my best.
I believe you would. Now, before we continue, Walter, before we get straight into the conversation, let our listeners know who you are, where you're from, and we'll start with the conversation after.
All right. So my name is Walter Dunbar. I am a proud citizen of the lovely, small, tiny country of Jamaica.
Wait, whoa. We are smaller, though.
Yes, I am a counseling psychologist. I have my qualifications in counseling psychology, social work, and I am just looking to finish up. I'm on the final round of finishing up my forensic psychology degrees. And I have also qualification in education. And they tend to say that I am a constant school goer.
Right.
But if it is there for us to learn and teach and teach and learn, it is a beautiful thing. So I am just there enjoying life as it is.
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that, Walter. And guys, Walter is going to be with us just for a short while, you know, right before the 4 p.m. news headline. So stick and stay. Don't forget, you can even send us messages on WhatsApp, 306-1065. And we will be definitely opening up the phone lines in a short while. So let's get straight into it, Walter. Let's get into it. We want to talk about identity and purpose. But first, when we talk about identity, what does that really mean in simple terms?
Yes. Before we even look at that, the question that I would really love us to answer is, if someone asked you who you are beyond your name and your job, what would you say to them? Hmm. And a lot of us don't even recognize that that is a part of our identity too. So in the broader term, identity is how you see yourself. Yes, it speaks about your values, your beliefs, your roles, your way of life. That is what it is. But beyond the title that you give yourself, beyond your name, who are you? What makes you the person who you are?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So now I'm going to ask you this, because at times I feel as though a lot of persons don't really know themselves, you know. So do we actually know, based on your experience and dealing with, let's say, for instance, colleagues or even, what do you call them? Clients? Can I call them clients?
Yes
and clients. Based on your experience dealing with them, do we really know who we are? Do we really know who's what our identity is? What can you say?
There are some persons who have challenges, sometimes to the point where it leads them to depression, it leads them to having anxiety-related challenges, because, as you rightly said, they do not know who they are. Many of us have characteristics, and we put those characteristics that fall within the makeup of who we say we are. Mm-hmm. So you ever hear the saying that you have 20 persons who meet you within a day, mm-hmm. and each of those individuals have a different characteristics of who you are. Some will say you're the most wonderful person they have ever come across. Some will say you're the most rude individual. Mm-hmm. It is based upon the individual that you're presenting to them within that given time, and that is how they form that perception of you. But that's not generally who individuals are. Mm-hmm. Their identity, as I stated, it has to do with your values, your upbringings, the roles that you play. So your family upbringing, your culture, what does your culture say? What do you take from that culture to make who you are? Trauma and life experiences also form who you are. It forms your identity, what you went through. A lot of people will now joke about it on social media and say, when I was growing up, I couldn't do this because my mom would slap me from here to in never world. But when I have my child, they are the best grandparents out there. Mm-hmm. They're not operating as though, you know, we were these children who were getting these licks and so forth.
Mm.
You know, social media right now also is giving persons a sense of false identity and a false aspect of their real self. So the difference between social media and real life, you realize everyone is taking snaps and they're on the various social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
But is that your real life?
Oh, true. Yeah. And so we've seen that.
We fix up the room and we take the picture, and some of us, we put on the makeup and we say, oh, we just came out of bed and we look so refined.
Mm-hmm.
But is that the real you? Who is really having phones off themselves when they just wake up with all those gunk in their eyes and probably the things running from their mouth?
Some dribble from the mouth and it dry up.
You know? And then we look at it as a part of identity too, the whole nature versus nurture aspect of it, where it's really, are we who we choose to be or who life makes us? Meaning that, is it the experiences of life that allows us to be who we are?
Mm-hmm.
Or we have that country, do not have boundaries?
We don't. And up to today, you know, Walt, I was talking to my colleague. I say, listen, I have boundaries, you know. She's like, what do you mean? I say, I have boundaries. When I say no, it's no. If I don't feel like it, that's the line. Nobody crosses it. But listen, yes. Radka, we got to take a really quick break because it's just about 3:45. Yes. But we come back, so much more. Yeah? So stick and stay.
No,
guys, this is Mental with not Dawn Petgrew Smith. She's sitting this one out today, but we are joined with Walter Dunbar. When we come back, we're going to be talking some more. It's all about identity and purpose. What's your identity? Do you know your purpose? Send me a message on WhatsApp, 306-1065. Let me know if you found your purposes yet. I know it's quite difficult, but if you did, let me know.
Are you tired of missing out on the latest news and updates on what's going on around you? Well, get ready to stay informed like never before with CNC3 7 p.m. News Live. Tune in every day at 7 p.m. and stay ahead of the game with the most accurate and reliable news coverage. The 7 p.m. News Live on CNC3, covering your world. When the issues matter, the conversation starts here. From politics to the economy, from social justice to national development, nothing is off the table. Weekdays, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., Davy Marie brings you the Morning Rumble on Freedom 106.5 FM. Hard-hitting topics, informative, credible guests, experts who don't just talk, they break it down. If you want clarity, accountability, and real discussion on the issues shaping your day and your country, there's only one place to be. The Morning Rumble, weekday 6 to 9 a.m. on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
Higher purchase, credit card, loan on top of loan. This feeling heavy.
When debt starts to weigh you down, it's time for a fresh start with fresh cash from NCB Merchant Bank. Their unsecured loan can consolidate your debts into one simple payment. No collateral needed.
One payment, one date, less stress.
Exactly. With lowered requirements, you can borrow up to $150,000 to clear your debts. Apply online and get the funds straight to your bank account. No branch visit needed. Fast and efficient. Apply today at ncbloanaccess.com.
Expression is who we are. Take control.
The all-new talk radio.
Freedom 106.5.
Speak your mind.
Hey guys, welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM. This is Mantel and we're here with Walter Dunbar. He's sitting in for Dawn Petgear-Smith. And today we are talking about identity and purpose. Help me welcome back Walter Dunbar. Welcome back, Walter. How are you doing?
I am good.
Nice like a pie. So I know you have to go soon, but I want to touch on really, really quickly on purpose. Can you please tell our listeners, how can we find our purpose? What do we need to do? Because I feel some people have that challenge, like myself sometimes, because I just question my purpose and things sometimes too, you know, Walter. And I say, like, you know, where's my real purpose? So how can someone actually identify their purpose?
All right. So the first and foremost thing is that we must understand that purpose is not stagnant, and it evolves over time.
Oh.
Purpose is not a job. It is not a career. It is your passion, your skills, your impact, the impact that you leave on others. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, you do not find purpose overnight. You build it through experiences. So you ever hear people talk about, you know, I was in this situation, and because of this situation, I don't want anybody to use me anymore. So this is the wall I build.
Right.
So even that is a part of it. Your purpose is how you view yourself, what you want for your life, what you want out of your life, and how others should view you. Yes. So that in and of itself, you build it through the experiences, the different people you meet. And understand this, ladies and gentlemen. If you meet a person for 5 minutes, 5 seconds, 5 years, 50 years, everyone teaches you something.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also a part of your makeup, a part of your build-up. Yes? So in finding your purpose, you should, again, the identity comes first. So you have to know who you are.
Definitely.
And then you know what you are about and what you want out of your life.
I gotcha. Thank you so much for that, Walter. Now, I know it's just about 10 minutes away. And what I will do, I'll wrap up with this last question. And I want to have you back next week. Eh? I'm going to call Dawn and we're going to sort it out and let's have this conversation for a little longer.
Okay.
Every Tuesday, I'll be, oh my gosh, Dawn, just 5 minutes. But you know what? We're going to have you back again because I love this conversation. And a lot of our listeners are calling, they are messaging, but I know we are short on time. So last question before we go today. If someone wants to start discovering their identity today, tell us the first step once again.
Ah, before I even go there, I want to tell that person, finding yourself is not a destination. It is a journey.
What?
Let's go again. Finding yourself is not a destination. It's a journey. And purpose isn't something you chase. It's something you grow into. So we're going to start with self-reflection. And after self-reflection, we are going to now start to journal. How is it for me? What is it for me? What do I need to do in my life? Again, there are, when you are starting to see yourself grow, you're looking to grow, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to start to shed some things. You're going to have to shed some environments. You're going to have to shed some people. You have to going to shed some things. It's just like what they're going to tell you. If you want to be physically healthy, you're going to have to cut off of certain food. If you want to be mentally healthy, if you want to be physically strong, if you want to find your identity and your purpose, you're going to have to let go of certain things. If you had past trauma and you recognize that it is something that is holding you back, you need to get professional help, because that may be a barrier in preventing you from accomplishing certain things. So you work on your total self, not just the symptoms of the issues you're having, but you work on your total self.
I love it. So, Walter, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And, of course, we're booking you for some other time. Eh? Maybe next week. I will tell Dawn to book you one
no,
time.
No problem.
Clear your schedule. Are we outside?
Once you speak to me, I'll make myself available.
I love it. Thank you so much, Walter, for joining us. And have an amazing afternoon. And thank you so much for joining us.
All right. And thanks to yourself and your listeners. Have yourself a lovely afternoon.
Thank you so much, guys. And that was Walter Dunbar. He's a psychologist all the way in Jamaica, and he was sitting in for Dawn Petker-Smith.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
106.5.